Close our eyes and lift up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves. Holy Ghost, do it again, again, do it again in my life. I'm open my eyes to see Jesus, who is seated upon the throne. And pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on earth as thou art called, holy, do not pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Sing it loud and clear, sing it loud and clear. My humble cry. While on others thou art called, holy, do not pass me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, am I humble cry. And why on earth as thou art called, holy, do not pass me by. And our Lord is a great God, a great King above all the God, our Lord. Oh yes, he's a great God, a great King above all the God. And God we make a way where no way. He walks in way we cannot see. Yes, he will be my God. So strong for each new day. He will make a way. Sing it again loud and clear. God make a way where there seem to be no way. He walks in way we cannot see. Oh yes, he will make a way. He will be my God. His son, a strength for each new day. Well, he will make way. He will be made impossibility possible. Made impossibility. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammai. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammai. Hallelujah. Possibility possible. He made possibility possible. Amen. For the next few minutes, beloved, I want you to exhibit only violence and anger against a particular power pointed out by no less a person than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So the ball is now in your court. Whether, like he says, you want to trample upon the serpents and scorpions, upon all the power of the enemy. So the prayer we are going to pray now is to completely deal with these powers for the next few minutes. Because dealing with this power will make you to understand tonight's message very well. Every ancient serpent and scorpion in my family line, serpent and scorpions, the ancient ones, the ones that have always been there, and everybody is getting used to their being there. Can you say it with holy anger? I'm sure you can say it louder than that. I crush your heads. Can you say it again? In the name of Jesus, crush the head of the ancient serpent and scorpions. Crush the head of the ancient serpent and scorpion, including the one that has entered the body. Crush their head. In the name of Jesus. Riboko sentia boshantia. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Every habitation of serpent and scorpion in my household become desolate. Can you say that again, beloved? Say it again with holy anger. In the name of Jesus, render them desolate. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, henceforth, no serpent and scorpion must trouble me. For I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear the sister saying that? Say it as if you mean it, sisters. Brother, say it loud and clear. And spot. In the name of Jesus, they must not trouble me. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand on your head. You will declare this threefold powerfully. When you declare it threefold powerfully, then you keep quiet until I tell you where next to lay your hand. Say, serpentine poison. Call it three hot tags. Come out of my body. You say it three times. serpentine poison, serpentine poison, serpentine poison, come out of my body in the name of Jesus. Say it 3-4. Number 2, serpentine poison. Serpentine poison. Come out of my body in the name of Jesus. Number 3, serpentine. Aha! Aha! Silence. Amen. Amen. Only 3 times. Amen. It's only 3 times. Be silent now. Don't say anything. Keep your eyes closed. Yes. The stronghold, the serpent and scorpion, the head, the brain, the eyes, it's been dismantled. The thunder and fire of God exposing them in their secret places, and it's consuming them. Transfer your hand to your chest now. Serpentine poison. Serpentine poison. Serpentine poison. Come out of my body in the name of Jesus. 3 times. Yes. You must go. Amen. Silence. Oh yes. It was this kind of prayer we were praying one day, and a needle came out from the breast of somebody. The same thing is happening again tonight. Certain things are coming out. They look spiritual, but they are manifesting physically. Transfer the hand to the stomach now. Serpentine poison. Serpentine poison. Serpentine poison, come out of my body in the name of Jesus. 3 times. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Something is arguing inside somebody that it has a right to stay there. Now, right there where you are, we eliminate your legal ground by the power in the blood of Jesus. Out! We eliminate the legal ground and I silence your evil arguments. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God, we thank you for another wonderful night. Tonight, Lord, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. I'd like you to listen very carefully to the teaching of tonight, which is being taught as a directive from the Lord to those who want to be blessed. In Psalm 113, I'm going to read verse 7 to 8, and we are looking at what I call dominion prosperity. Dominion prosperity. This message is for those who eat poverty with perfect hatred. It's for those who know that they want the Lord to bless them so that they can bless His work. It's for those that is spinning their heart day and night. There are so many things to do for God, they can't participate. It's for those who believe that the vision of God for their lives is to prosper, and they want to be sure that they pursue that prosperity. Amen. Let me say this from the word go, that poverty does not glorify God. Let that one be very clear. Poor man can go to heaven, a rich man can go to heaven. It depends on whether you have the money or the money has you. In Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8, one of the most powerful scriptures. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust. From where is he coming from? The dust. And he's from the dustbin. And lifted the needy out of the dungeon. What is he going to do with them? That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill. What is he going to do with them? That he may promote them to be at the same level with the princes, even with the princes of his people. The first question to ask is, what do we mean by dominion prosperity? Before we begin to pray about it, what does it mean? What do we mean by dominion prosperity? Dominion prosperity is prosperity that does not depend on the economy. Whether the economy is good or bad is not relevant to this kind of prosperity. What is dominion prosperity? Dominion prosperity is prosperity that does not depend on anything or anyone. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that does not respect scarcity. What is dominion prosperity? It's prosperity that is unbeatable. Unbeatable by the mad winds of life. What is dominion prosperity? Is prosperity that has no regard for the environment or for the adverse situations. What is dominion prosperity? Is prosperity that does not care whether there is unemployment or not. I want you to understand this one very well. Dominion prosperity. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that can never be silenced by the angels of poverty. Because really there are some angels of poverty moving about. Dominion prosperity is prosperity that cannot be silenced by the angels of poverty. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that dominates. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that disobeys counterfeit commands. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that empowers you to take your rightful position. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that cannot be erased by man. No man can erase it from your life. What is dominion prosperity? It is prosperity that forces darkness to vomit what it has swallowed. That is what is known as dominion prosperity. For you to prosper correctly in this kind of environment where we are, you need this kind of prosperity. Our environment is wicked to the core. Winners are sometimes converted to losers. Shining stars are shut down. Anyone who rises is pulled down with aggression. Any lone, prosperous person is harassed by people who want to equalize the person with the masses. And children of the devil, in addition, are employing all kinds of satanic techniques to steal the prosperity of others. In our kind of environment, you need dominion prosperity so that you can overshadow every siren of poverty blowing against you. 4 years ago, someone came here and asked for an assistance. Was asking for 2,000 naira to begin to sell biscuits. He started off with that 2,000 naira. He prayed dominion prosperity prayers. The kind of prayers we're going to pray in a few moments now. And within 3 months, beloved, this fellow was already paying tithe of 50,000 naira. He started with 2,000 naira. We gave him the 2,000 naira. Whereas there are people, they start with 200,000 naira. 200,000 naira. But because of the angels of poverty blowing siren against them, they have nothing now. You need to pray this prayer, beloved. And you need to be able to know what God wants to do in your life. Look at the example of Isaac in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 26, from verse 1. I want you to know that God wants his people to prosper. If you go to hellfire, you will go, whether you are poor or rich. If you don't repent from your sin, and you allow the spirit of hell to grab you. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. There was already famine in the land, and Isaac prepared himself to go down to Egypt. The Lord said, don't go. Stay where you are. There is a prosperity that is minimum prosperity, that even in that land of famine, you can still prosper. And in verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him in that land of famine. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possession of ass and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. So the Lord blessed Isaac right there in the land of famine. So in spite of economic situation, Isaac was still able to prosper. This is dominion prosperity. Dominion prosperity does not recognize austerity. Dominion prosperity recognizes the God of the suddenly, and that his power can arise at any time to surprise his children. I knew a brother who was as broke as nonsense, but he kept doing what God wanted him to do. All of a sudden, one day God did something. One child of the devil who has acquired wealth and everything had died, and he divided his wealth into two, gave half to his dog. Then the other half, he wrote in a piece of paper, put it in a bottle, threw it into the middle of the sea, and said, anyone that finds this bottle, let him have the other half. It was that moment the brother was strolling across the beach and saw the bottle. So overnight, it went from the dust to something. For those who want dominion prosperity, I want them to close their eyes where they are sitting and pray these prayers with all your might. There is no way these prayers will not help you if you pray it from the bottom of your spirit. Oh God, Allah, and make me very great. In the name of Jesus. Yes. It is time for you to possess your possession. Time for you to possess your possession. Riapose le katende aboshentia. In Jesus' name we pray. I see the hand of God moving already. Number two that I want you to pray is this. Oh God, arise and move me forward in spite of my circumstances. Can the sister say that loud and clear? Yes. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. In spite of, in the name of Jesus, in spite of my circumstances, I must move. I must move. In the name of Jesus. Let the words of the Gentiles be released unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 3. I bury every satanic family. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, bury the famine of darkness. Bury it in the name of Jesus. Bury it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, what a pity. We have to repeat that prayer point because of one sister. If the papers in your hand now should go through, poverty will be a forgotten story in your life. But the spirit of worry with which you are praying this prayer is not helping you at all. Can you please throw away that worry now? And for your sake, we want to repeat this one. I bury every satanic family in the name of Jesus. Buried in famine of darkness. Buried in famine of darkness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You will pray this as well. No matter the kind of government we have, I will make it. Can you say that loud and clear? Shout it loud and clear. Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What a pity. Please, I beg you. Next few prayer points. Pray it well. I see the angel of blessing standing before a man. This man is wearing white. The angel standing at the front was wearing white. But the angel held tight to what he had. He refused to release it to this man. Again, because of the demon of worry that has occupied his mind. Can you please throw that demon out now? So that this angel who is still standing before you can release what should make you prosper. Everybody say this loud and clear. I make divine advancement by fire. Say it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, divine advancement. In Jesus' name we pray. Sister, say this after me. No matter my background, no matter my family, no matter my education, can I hear the sister saying that? No matter my background, no matter my family, no matter my education. Brothers, can you say those three things? Everybody together now. Oh God alone, lift me up by fire in the name of Jesus. No matter my background, no matter my family, no matter my education. Oh God arise, lift me up by fire. Lift me up by fire. Sete kaya bo shente rabo kola baraba. Ribo sapande kaya bo shente yabaka. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, aha. No matter what it may be, I must rise. I must rise. I must rise. I must rise. In Jesus' name we pray. The last one now. Shout this loud and clear. I rise out of the dust of poverty by the power in the blood of Jesus. I rise out of the dust of poverty by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, I want to thank all those who pray those prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So there is prosperity and there is prosperity. But there is a kind of prosperity known as dominion prosperity. How do you obtain this kind of prosperity? This is where you have to listen very carefully. The first thing you should do is this. And for those who are tired of poverty and they want to be blessed now, the number one thing you should do is this. Find out and experience God as your provider. The Bible says, my Lord shall provide for all your needs according to his riches in glory. Find out. Experience God as your provider. There is something known as divine provision. Divine provision as opposed to human provision. You can only experience dominion prosperity when you experience divine provision. Many people work so hard and yet cannot meet their needs. The other time, a Nigerian woman fell down in the center of London and died there. By the time they would search her pockets, she had 4 identity cards. She was working in 4 places per day, meaning that probably she sleeps for 2 or 3 hours every day. But now she's dead. The money probably gone to somewhere else. And that's the end. That is not dominion prosperity. That is poverty that killeth. So working hard is good. All Christians should work hard. But I want you to know that until you experience divine provision, that hard work may not be blessed. That's why we have a disease called profitless hard work. You therefore need God's divine provision. Let there be a distinction in your mind between divine provision and human provision. If God is going to be your provider, then you must invoke the principles that will make the Lord provide for you. So the first point is find out and experience God as a provider. The second key for dominion prosperity is to be an aggressive tither, not ordinary tither. You pay your tithe aggressively. You overpay it. Tithe is a tenth of all your income. Anything that comes to you for spending, the tenth of it is your tithe.
A person is writing a letter to poverty when you do not pay your tithe. The Bible tells us that if you pay your tithe, you will open the windows of heaven. And then the rain of blessing will fall upon you, so that you will not even have space to contain it. The reverse is also true. If you don't pay it, it locks up the heavens. So you do yourself a lot of favor when you pay it regularly and constantly. So anything that comes to you, God has given you 9/10 of it. And I said, that 1/10 is my own. If you take what belongs to God as your own, you are a celebrated thief. And anybody who is stealing from God can steal from anybody. So you have to know that you pay your tithe aggressively, correctly, and you don't miss it. And you say, but I'm a student. That's your pocket money. Take off the tithe. And but they gave it to me as a gift. Let's take off the tithe. To spend it will be to steal, and then the heavens will be locked up. This is why we find that many of our holy preaching churches, they believe in the holiness, but they don't pay their tithe. And so while they are living holy, they are very poor. Then there are some other Christians who are not as serious as they, but they are tithing constantly and aggressively. And because it's a principle of heaven, they prosper. We need to recognize this. Unfortunately, many Christians do not pay their tithes. I want you to understand this very well, beloved. God is not in need of anything. If God needed anything, he will not ask you. No matter what you acquire, you must leave it behind one day and you move on. All the money. That is entering the head of many pastors, many overseers, many superintendents, many members, many business people. A time will come when they will put that money in your hand inside the coffin and you will not be able to hold it. So why don't you build a house for yourself in heaven now, where moth and rust and all kinds of insects do not destroy? So what God is asking us to do is for our own benefit. He said, test me and see. So money must not be a God to us. That tithe is God's money, you must give it. The Bible does not encourage us to exhibit our wealth before everybody. Don't wait till one preacher says, grasp the microphone and say, I want 1,000 people who will give me 50,000 naira. Then you march forward. That is exhibition. The Bible says, let not your right hand know what your left hand is doing. So that tithe is God's money. When you pay your tithe, you get the heavens opened. Then there is a law called the law of tithing. It will release prosperity onto your life. Keeping tithe is keeping God's money. Lack of those tithe is poverty. That's what the Bible makes us to understand. For those who want dominion prosperity, they must be aggressive tither. Key number 3 is to obey the laws of offerings. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it says this, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Christians must learn to be generous by giving offerings to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. That's Proverbs 11, 24. And there is that which holdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Obey the law of offering. And when you give to God, you give to God with no strings attached. Then the law of offering will be released on your behalf. What the Bible is telling us is this. Givers become richer and keepers become poorer. This is a divine principle. The law is this. The more you give to the Lord, the richer you become. So after your tithe, which is not really yours, that one is not your own at all, then from the 9/10 that you have back, give an offering unto the Lord. So while your tithe will open the windows of heaven unto you, your offering will invoke the law of giving and receiving on your behalf. I want you to understand this very, very well. And when you give, know that God is not a beggar. Give to him willingly. Don't wait to be intimidated or manipulated before you give what you say you don't even have. Give to God willingly. Give to God without grudging. Give to God cheerfully. Give to God sacrificially. Give to God generously. Give to God systematically. Give to God at any opportunity. Give it without display or open show. And then the Lord will now invoke that law of giving. Men and women will begin to bless you. So key number one is find out and experience God as a provider. Key number two is become an aggressive tither. Key number three is that give your offering to invoke the law of other people coming to bless you. So why the tithe will open the doors of heaven? Offering will open the door of giving to you. Dominion, prosperity. How many of you still want this kind of prosperity? Let them shout it. Gulat killing, hallelujah. Key number four is this. Be a builder in the kingdom of God. Be a builder in the kingdom of God. There are two kinds of builders in the kingdom of God. There are spiritual builders. There are physical builders. Spiritual builders are those involved in praying, fasting, preaching, counseling. They are those involved in witnessing, intercession. Those are spiritual builders. Physical builders are those who get involved in constructing temples to the glory of God. They construct buildings to the glory of the name of the Lord. Look at the book of Haggai. Haggai is in the Old Testament. These are the principles some people understood. And they started to practice it. And now we are writing application letters to work in their company. Principles that you yourself can put into practice and be an employer of labor yourself. Haggai chapter 1 verse 6 explains to us why many Christians are very poor. Very poor. Haggai 1 6. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. God wants his people to participate in building for him. God will always bless in abundance those who participate in building his church. You want God's eyes to be on you for good? Then be a builder of his church. Builders of churches, buildings for God, always enjoy divine surprises. And you say, well, I don't have enough money to put that now. Physically coming there to assist. There is none who participates in that kind of principle that God does not build a house for. We moved in here 1994, April, this ground, with this auditorium here. When we began to move in here in 93, clearing it, many members who could not afford to say, this is my money, this is my donation. All of us were here, carry bricks, carry blocks, take sand, all those things, those who participated then. I can hardly point to any of them now that the Lord has not built a house for. When you say, well, I don't have physical money to give, you can now go physically and do something for the Lord. You can look all over your house, and anything you don't really need, sell it off and build a house for yourself in the kingdom of God. Most of the sisters who are still keeping expensive jewelry is locked up while the house of their fathers are in ruins. They will have themselves to blame. Because says, okay, stop breathing. All the jewelries will be locking up, waiting for the pastor who will ask you to start wearing them. They will be useless at that day. Be a builder. Anytime you hear they are building things for God, Rush there and assist. Then see what God will do in your life. Key number 5. Be a blessing to men of God. There are certain individuals that God works with. In every nation, there is a select few men of God. And as God blesses you, if you bless this one suit, the Lord too will bless you. Looking after an instrument of God, God himself will bless you. I remember my first salary, when I collected it. The first salary. I want to know how much it is. 4 naira. Amen. I took it home. My daddy said, no, I'm not going to touch this one. So he prayed. He said, take it to the pastor. I took it to our pastor then. I just happened to walk in at the right time. As of the time that I came in, it was dead broke. So when I said, my first fruit, sir, I give it to you, sir, as a man of God, as my spiritual father. The man said, kneel down. The kind of prayer that he prayed. Amen. I mean, he prayed until he was sweating. And those prayers still work in my life today. And he told me loud and clear then, he said, you shall live long. He said it loud and clear, and I received it then by fire. In 2 Kings chapter 4, you see a woman who went out of her way to bless Elisha. And the Lord blessed that woman. In 1 Kings chapter 7, you see a woman who went out of her way to bless Elijah. And God blessed her. In Luke chapter 5, you see Peter going out of his way to minister to Jesus. And God went forward to bless him. Physical manifestations open doors to blessings. When you bless an instrument of the Almighty, when you bless a genuine man or woman of God, it brings dominion, prosperity into your life. Some complain about our pastor, say, excuse me, sir, why we give pastors things in MFM? They don't want to take it. Well, if you want to give a pastor of Mountain of Fire something, you pass it to the office of the G, we'll give it to them. Because we don't want to encourage. And we don't want to encourage people to just take things from anybody. Because a person who is not born again is not a child of God, is a child of the devil. We'll wait for him to get born again. If only we will give God something. I want you to understand that principle very well. Many years ago, in this place, somebody drove a V-boot here and brought me the keys. I said, Gio, this is for you. But I looked at the man from head to toe. He was smelling of adultery. He had this big chain on his neck. I said, okay, please keep this key. Keep coming to the services. Surrender your life to Jesus. Be broken. And when you have now become one of us, then we'll start taking things from you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything you take that closes your mouth is a wrong one. Number 6. Break the curse and covenants of poverty. I want you to know that some people are under such covenants. You need to break it. If you come from a family where you find that poverty is a trademark, then you know you are working under a curse or a covenant of poverty. Break it. As you break that one, follow with your tithes and your offerings. All these principles we're explaining to you, the Lord will open doors unto you. The 7th key is sow seeds of faith. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Remember, the first thing he says is this. Seed time and harvest. Do you want a harvest time? Then the first thing to do is to plant seeds. Without seed time, there cannot be a harvest. This is a spiritual law. It's also a natural law. Believers who understand this principle, they just take a bulk thing sometimes. And then sow it to the work of the Lord as a seed. This God-established principle of sowing and reaping is a key to dominion prosperity. So good seed planted in good ground will produce a harvest. When you have sown your seed, then you speak in agreement with that seed. You speak in agreement with the Bible. You speak in agreement with the law of prosperity, and the dominion of prosperity will release upon you. The last key, but not the least, is that you should pray the prayers of dominion prosperity. It is time for us to know the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry is a place where you come and you become blessed. The other time we said people should give one chair to the Lord or more at the prayer city. I remember a man that brought 12 of chairs to us in that place. And he was sharing testimony there that when he came here, he could not change his shirt and his trousers for 3 months before he got here. Because those were all that he had. But as the God of prosperity began to move in his life, God began to bless him. Up to the level he could now buy 12 of chairs and say, I have it. You may have to close your eyes to what people are seeing in order to sow to the things of God. A sister came at that time. She wrote a check in the name of Mountain of Fire. Well, our bank manager took the check from her and said, you are a mad woman. How can you give a church this one? No. I won't pay it. It's too much. This is madness. The woman now said, bank manager, you were here when I was coming here to borrow money. You were the one approving the loan. All of a sudden, you found that God has blessed me. So you are now saying I should not bless where God blessed me. Sorry, I will not go back to the borderland of poverty. And she came and sowed the seed. Many people here are supposed to be stinkingly rich, but they are sitting on what they should give to God. And the more you keep your Ishmael, the more your Isaac will be hidden. And you spend the whole of your life changing the nappies of that Ishmael. Rise up, my people. There are some people who should ask the Lord for forgiveness tonight. They are tithe stealers. Be stealing their own tithe. If you are in that category, don't deceive yourself. Lay your hands on your chest and begin to talk to the Lord. Father, Lord, forgive me. I want my windows of heaven to be open, but I know that I have not been paying my tithe. Forgive me, O Lord. I will start as from now, and I will pay back the ones I can pay back, so that my windows of heaven can open over me, and I will be able to do what you want me to do. Don't deceive yourself, beloved. It's a dangerous time to pretend. Talk to the Lord yourself. Ask him to forgive you. And promise him a change. A change. A change. Change. You say, but my salary is small. You should see tithe out of even that small salary. Lack of payment will release devourers. Amen. You are here tonight, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. Whatever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and say the following things after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close, just find your way to the frontier so that we can pray more with you. Amen. If God is asking for 1/10 and you took his 1/10 and joined it to your 9/10, what he will do for you, that he will remove the 9/10 and take everything away. And that will be very sad. Members of this fellowship are supposed to be some of the richest around. But then, you need to understand the principles of dominion prosperity. I'd like you to go through this message over and over again and practicalize it, and then see what the Lord will do with your destiny. Raise up your right hand to the Lord and say, thou power of dominion prosperity. Come upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.